Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Former President Donald Trump is set to return to the campaign trail this afternoon. Trump stops in Georgia and North Carolina come a day after the Justice Department unsealed an indictment against him. NPR's Amy Held reports Trump is now the first former president to face federal criminal charges, and now he's asking his supporters to give him a second term.
Trump is facing friendly audiences at two state GOP conventions, the first in Columbus, Georgia, then in Greensboro, North Carolina. He's rallying support after a historic and scathing 37-count federal indictment accused him of hoarding hundreds of classified documents, showing them off, lying about it, and refusing to return them. Michael Whatley is chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party.
There's a lot of people in the Republican Party that have concern that he was hounded before he became president. He was hounded while he was president, and he's being hounded after his president.
Trump, his defenders in Congress, even his Republican rivals for the presidency are seeking to discredit prosecutors. The Justice Department is relying on photographs and recordings to help bolster their case. Amy Held, NPR News.
Ukrainian troops are attacking Russian forces in three separate places in what appears to be a coordinated offensive in the south and east of the country. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, it's unclear if either side is gaining the upper hand.
Ukraine acknowledges the increased combat, but is sticking to a pledge not to speak in any detail about its offensive operations. The Ukrainians are using recently supplied Western weapons, including Bradley fighting vehicles from the U.S. and Leopard tanks from Germany. Russia's defense ministry released a photo showing several of these armored vehicles in a cluster after they'd been damaged and abandoned by the Ukrainians. According to multiple reports, Ukrainian troops are attempting two separate thrusts in the southeastern Zaporizhia region. In addition, they are attempting to advance near the eastern town of Bakhmut, the scene of heavy fighting for months. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
At least five people are dead after an explosion at a factory in Turkey. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports an official says the blast was caused by a chemical reaction during the production of dynamite.
The blast occurred Saturday morning at the MKE Rocket and Explosives Factory in Ankara. The factory provides rockets and explosives to the Ministries of National Defense and Interior. Turkey's National Defense Ministry issued a statement saying the blast ignited a fire and led to the collapse of the building. It said an investigation has been launched into the incident. The Ankara Chief Public Prosecutor's Office said it was launching its own investigation. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan extended his condolences to the families of the victims. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
This is NPR News. Today marks the 60th anniversary of the Equal Pay Act. The law was designed to protect people against pay discrimination, including on the basis of sex. But as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, wages between men and women remain far from equal.
Back in 1963, the average woman working full-time earned only 59 cents for every dollar earned by a man with a similar job. Today, it's 84 cents. Hooray! But there's even less to celebrate if you're a Black or Latina woman working full-time. Latinas, on average, earn only 54 cents for every dollar earned by their white, non-Hispanic male counterparts. These numbers come from a new study for the Center for American Progress. It says the cumulative cost of the gender pay gap since 1967 adds up to $61 trillion in lost wages. And at the current rate of change, women working full-time year-round will not achieve pay parity with men until 2056. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Four indigenous children, including a baby who survived a plane crash in the Amazon, have been rescued by Colombian soldiers. The crash killed three adults on board, leaving the kids to fend for themselves in a jungle for more than a month. President Gustavo Petro celebrated the news and said he's looking forward to speaking with them over the weekend. The children are being taken to a hospital in Bogota to be evaluated. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.